Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to hashtag growing up in the 2000s, part 3. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Keenan.
And this week's theme is fashion.
So the first item kind of thing, like fashion, I don't even know, thing we have to talk about is mustache, like anything. So like mustache, like duct tape, mustache, like sticky mustaches, mustache shirts, mustache whatever.
This was like a really, really weird trend that we had.
It wasn't like everybody though. It was kind of just like all our friend group.
Yeah, I don't understand why we liked them so much. Like, it's just a type of facial
hair. And just like the name Bob. I mean, I don't know. That's just kind of weird. Yeah. But I have something from whatever, fourth grade. It was, we made in class, it's a reindeer with a mustache named Bob.
It's an ornament. Remember for like my 10th birthday, I think Keenan gave me a pair of mustache earrings that had a mustache necklace, and I thought they were beautiful, and I wore them to like nice occasions. I wore mustache earrings.
I didn't have like mustache like things. I might have had like a necklace or something, but I had like duct tape, and like I still have a flash drive from, I use it now because it's a flash drive, but there's mustaches on it.
I have a mustache hairbrush that I still use.
I remember that.
It's a nice hairbrush. I like it, but then like it just has pink and blue mustaches all over it.
Really random. Just like everything was, I don't know. We just liked mustaches.
But like everyone's mom hated them. They're like, yeah. Why are my little girls obsessed with the type of manly facial hair?
Yeah, it was really weird. And like, I don't know. We just really liked mustaches. But one time after, I guess this, what grade was the?
It was third grade.
Third grade. We liked mustaches, and we had a wax museum. So it was like you dress like as a famous person in the gym, and you just like stayed in a position all day, and somebody tapped on you, and you told them about your famous person. I was Albert Einstein, so I had a white mustache, and so Livy was Jane Goodall. That has nothing to do with a mustache. But she came over to my house after the, oh sorry, I just hit the mic. But after the wax museum. And we, with a bunch of my neighbors, we put on really fancy dresses.
And I wore my Tevas.
Yeah, she was wearing her Tevas because she was Jane Goodall. And we put on my white mustaches, and we just marched around the neighborhood for no reason.
We went and knocked on people's doors and sang songs.
We did? Yeah. I didn't even remember that.
It was like Christmas songs in January.
Yeah, really random stuff, but we were wearing mustaches because that was cool. And like really fancy dresses. Not like actual fancy dresses, but the next thing we have to talk about are sparkle shirts. So, like, shirts that are just, like, a plain, like, t-shirt. Not, like, a t-shirt, but, like, a nicer t-shirt with, like, an object on it. Like, an umbrella.
I had sparkly. An umbrella that was so random. I don't understand why
It was, like, red-striped, and then there was a blue sparkly umbrella on it. Sorry, I can't talk.
It was really, really random, but I loved them because my mom hated anything that had sparkles on it. Or, like, anything like that. They were sequins. They weren't really sparkles. But she thought everything was so tacky. And she, like, only would buy me things that were, like, really plain and boring. And I hated it because I really wanted, like, Justice clothes. But she wouldn't let me buy any of it.
Yeah, I had a lot of those. I had a lot of, like, graphic tees, kind of. That a lot of them, were sparkly. But I had, so you know, like, the mermaid flippy things? Yeah. Like, those, like, pillows and shirts and stuff? I had one of those. It wasn't, like, exactly the same because, like, the little, like, sequin things that are on there are smaller. But it was, like, really big sequin things. And I had one. And it was really, really cool. But just kind of, like, I had that before. It was, like, really popular. I don't know.
Keenan's a trendsetter.
I am. In, like, third grade. But, yeah, it was kind of random. They just, like, everybody had them. And or I don't know if everybody had them. A lot of people had them, including me, and I had a lot from, like, Gap or wherever. I don't even know.
Yeah, I remember all of them, like, at the very corner of them, they would say, like, motivational words. So I had one that said, like, happy, one that said joy. Those were just, like, the original ones. They were, like, the name brand or whatever, and then they kind of
really know.
Evolved.
Just kind of random. But the next thing we have to talk about are bows. So, like, hair bows, not, like, I don't know what other type of bow there would be. But, like,
bow and arrow.
Well, yeah, but that'd be random. So bows, like hair bows, like big, giant hair bows. I wore those when I was little. I had really tiny ones, and then I had, like, bows, like headband with bows on them. And then I didn't really wear them for a while. I was, like, stopped wearing them, like, second graders. I don't know. And then I started wearing them again, like, fifth grade. And then I stopped after fifth grade, but
I wore, my mom liked to dress me a very certain way, and that involved bows. So, like, I wore bows from, like, the day I was born until, like, second or third grade when I started like telling her, no, mom, I want to like dress myself. And then yeah. in fifth grade they were popular again, so I started wearing them again. I think that's a little old for like bows.
I know, it honestly is, because like I know, like I saw like a fourth or fifth grader, she was really tall and she was wearing a bow, and it was just like kind of funny, I don't know, because it reminded me. Mm-hmm. But I didn't wear bows. Like, I wore bows when I was little, and I didn't wear them for, like, I don't know, a while. I stopped wearing them, like, first or second grade.
I have this pretty funny story. Keenan was quite a tomboy.
Yeah, I was.
Elementary school. So, in fourth grade, she was crazy. I wore, like, mustaches and, like, her yeah. hair in a ponytail every day and only shorts. She was kind of crazy. And then...
It doesn't make me crazy, but continue.
But you were crazy. But I walked into the first day of fifth grade, and she was in my class, and I walked in, and I was like, hey, where's Keenan? And I sat down. It took me, like, 5 minutes to realize Keenan was sitting, like, across, the, like, the room from me. She was wearing a Lily Pulitzer dress and a big, big bow in her hair, and like, her hair was down. I was like, Keenan, are you okay? That just was so not Keenan at all.
I don't know why I just did. I don't really know. Kind of random, but I just wanted to wear that. Really random, but it's just like I didn't wear bows. I always had my hair in a ponytail, and when I was little I never brushed my hair because I did not like brushing my hair. I don't know why, I just did not want to brush my hair, but it's okay. Yeah, but I just started wearing bows in fifth grade.
Yeah, I remember you also got your ears pierced.
I got my ears pierced the day, like, when I got home from the first day of school, I got them pierced, and I, like, went to get them pierced. I was supposed to get them pierced for my 10th birthday, but we just forgot, so I went on the first day of school. Continue, sorry.
But, yeah, so Keenan had earrings and, like, a bow, and I was like, this is not the same person.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But in fifth grade, since bows were so popular, there was a group of girls called the Bow Crew. It was just, like, a bunch of people, and I don't know why, but they called themselves the Bow Crew.
They were, like, the popular girls, but then yeah. they gave themselves a name, and everyone knew the name.
Yeah, everybody, like, you wore a bow. Like, not everybody who wore a bow was part of the Bow Crew, but there was the Bow Crew, and I don't know, just kind of random.
At lunch, really there weird. Was the Bow Crew table, and I remember, like, if they didn't like you, they would, like, reject you.
Kind of.
They wouldn't, like, actually really reject know. You. They would just kind of be mean to you if you wanted to become in their group.
It's yeah, because I remember one of my friends, she was, like, kind of part of the Bow Crew, and then she also kind of wasn't. I don't know. This kind of brings me to, like, monogram stuff. So, when I was little, like, you know what monogram stuff is? It's just, like, your initials on everything. Like, it's your initials embroidered on stuff. And so, when I was, like, really little, I had a lot of monogram stuff, and then when I got older, like, I didn't have it, like, I didn't wear every single day, like Livy did, but I wore on, like, special occasions or, like, whenever I was wearing a dress. But then I got older and I didn't have as much stuff. I don't know. I just didn't get as much stuff monogrammed.
Well, my mother also loved monograms, so I wore so many monogram
every
things.
Day.
Every day until like, second grade.
Yeah.
Every outfit was matching pants and matching top with monograms on it. Like, every day I had the exact same thing. But the thing is, my initials are OHH. And since my middle name and my last name have the exact same thing, I thought that it, like, monograms have your, like, middle name, your last name in the middle.
Like, it's bigger. Like bigger.
So I never knew the difference until, like, third grade. And everyone would be like, no, your last name's big. And I was like, no, my middle name's big.
That's kind of funny.
So I never had to know the difference, so which was pretty great.
You see her shirt just said, oh.
I never had to know the difference because, like, I wore them every day.
See, mine is, I'm Keenan Claire McIntyre, so, like, it's KMC, so, I don't know, but you can tell with my name because it's, yeah. like, not, yeah. So, that's all we have for today. Thanks for listening to #GrowingInThe2000s. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.